Tickets presents the show you craved since before all the time. It's the Gordon Keith Show, featuring Gordon Keith and his crew of Gordon Keith support crew. Gordon Keith's Craig Miller, Gordon Keith's very own Norm Hitchcock, Gordon Keith's Daniel Bailey,
it's Danny,
and introducing Gordon Keith's Julie Dobbs.
Oh my good lord.
As always, featuring Gordon. So now here it is with the guy who makes all the Gordon Keith happen, ladies and gentlemen, the ticket's number one draft pick of your host, Gordon Keith!
Stop. All right. Indeed it was. I have a story here. Have you ever known someone who was arrested for voyeurism?
No. No.
Danny?
No, not arrested.
Oh, no.
Personal experience?
No.
Okay.
There was a long pause there, Danny.
When you grow up in a small town, you get bored.
Tell us what you did.
I didn't do anything, but one of my good friends...
Name him.
No. First initial is an M.
Okay. Oh, yes.
He told me that he would leave the bathroom window open so I could, if I wanted to, I could watch his sister pee.
Oh, my God. What the hell was going on in Knox City back then?
I don't know.
God.
He had an older sister, and we were in the eighth grade or seventh grade, and he said that he would do that for me, and I declined.
That he would do that for me. What a nice friend.
Yeah. You declined.
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Swear.
Good.
We take a polygraph.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, guys. Okay.
Oh, hey, Polly.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great brother he was.
Oh, what a good friend. Okay. Yeah, a better friend than a brother.
Do you think that this
creepy? Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, Julie, let me bring you in here because you are female presenting.
Yep.
Cisgendered something
like that.
Yeah. So were girls this desperate to see naked men as they are growing up?
No. Absolutely not.
What's
as
with
desperate
the...
as you guys to see naked women
yes.
when you're teenagers?
Yes.
No way.
Why?
There
not
was
even
so
close.
Much desperation.
It's all we thought about.
I know, and we were not like that at all.
Why is that? So we're meant to believe that this is cultural in males that we didn't really want to see naked women. We just felt pressured to see naked women. No, we were obsessed with females, and it's got to be chemical, right? It's got to be the fact that we're facing an uphill battle, basically almost a battle that you can't win against your own hormones.
Yeah.
The aggression of male sexuality.
It's a lifelong fight.
It is. So, yeah, so you guys, you didn't have a friend that said, hey, I'll leave the bathroom window open and you can watch my older brother go make water.
No, I did not have a friend, and that would not have sounded appealing to me in the least bit.
Make water.
So I worked at, I got to see if I need to adjust this somewhat. So I worked at a place one time.
Pick a place that's out of business.
And
Blockbuster.
And this may or may not be true. Okay, that ought to cover it. Okay. Right?
This is like OJ, if I did it.
Yeah, this is my version of if I did it. And so there was a guy that worked there, and he would spy. I found out he would spy on women in the restroom of this business.
Why?
Terrible. Allegedly.
Terrible. Why?
I don't get it.
Why?
Because that is the one thing that you do not want to see happening. If you are attracted to females, why is that something that you would want to... You don't want to ruin the illusion, right?
Right.
And he would often ruin the illusion for himself. He liked ruining the illusion. And he told the story one time of removing his little secret ceiling tile or whatever he had, whatever system he had there.
Is it just a lust for any type of nudity?
I guess.
At the expense of the fact that they're in there doing personal business?
Doing the devil's business. Yeah. Doing hell's tall order. No, the...
But I got to see a butt. Okay.
He says he removed the ceiling tile or whatever he had there.
Just looking down?
Down. Right.
He's gotten into a crawl space above the ceiling in the bathroom.
Norm's figuring it out. And he said it hit him like a blast furnace of stench. And there was a grandma down in the stall. And he said it was like a hydrogen bomb of chili con carne had gone off.
Did that put an end to his behavior?
That was the last time he did it. It absolutely put an end to it. He quit doing it, he said, after that.
Well,
because
good.
It was too Russian roulette-y. Allegedly, okay?
Yeah, so I mean, this may or may not have happened.
Right.
So I have one quick question here about this circumstance.
Your descriptor is troubling.
My question is, he could not determine this was a grandma almost immediately?
Well, no, he said he removed and then was hit with blast, and he could see down there that it was an older...
What do you mean it was hit with it?
The stench.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like an oil derrick on the cartoon.
No, like a baby on top of it. It hit his olfactory gland.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, he said it was like a blast furnace of
Well, you know what? He deserved that. That
blast
pervert.
Of the dead.
He deserved the blast furnace.
Yes, he absolutely did. That was the same guy who at the same place... We used to hang out at the business after hours, and we would have to, all the employees would have to clean up the business. Anyway, he announced that he had his own brand of chili that was happening in his lowers. And so we dared him. We had a marquee sign out in front of this business, okay, that you could climb up and change the letters on it. And so we, I think, gave him... $20 if he would go up there and bomb the land below with his bucket of teacher retribution that he had stored in his own butoxities. And he did it.
You turned him into a tiny Air Force.
Yeah, it was so gross, too, because he was having a hard time because he was getting scared of letting go, and he finally did, and it was just... It was a Jackson Pollock painting there on the pavement.
There we go.
Down below him.
But you guys didn't have to clean
it
up. You were the cleaning crew.
Yeah. But this is in the parking lot. That part was in the parking lot.
Oh.
Climbing up to the top of the sign and then, you know, firing two floors below.
Why would you do that?
I guess
why would any of us do anything?
I have no idea.
Right. That?
I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
How far from curing cancer was he at that very moment? When he's just... Sitting on top of a sign with his ass hanging off the edge.
This was his life's achievement at that point.
Yeah. This is the pinnacle of
this is
human
what he's
accomplishment.
Most known for.
Yeah, this was his Jonas Salk moment.
He was helping humanity in no way,
no way.
Whatsoever.
No. Nothing no productive was happening. Oh, my Lord. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'd forgotten about that. All right. How are we doing on time? What time were we supposed to break?
You got maybe like a minute,
45.
Well, I don't have time for this story.
What was it?
Well, I just want to thank you guys, first of all, for... Well, here, I'll let Danny read the headline.
Landscaper charged with voyeurism after arousing coworker while masturbating with maple syrup and blueberry jam. Where do you get these?
Oh, that was...
Norm gave me that.
That's how the segment started. That's why you asked us about voyeurism.
That's right.
And we never got around to the story because of Danny's story.
This guy was charged with voyeurism the most unusual way. So he and his name is Robert Somley, 52-year-old landscaper and gardener from Monroe, Connecticut. He was loading wood into a trailer with his female colleague. And he informs her that he needs to take a break. So he goes and he leaves and she continues working, loading up the trailer Well, he's gone for at least 20 minutes. She decides that she's going to go look for him. She found him naked inside the home they were working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where they were working. Watching pornography on a laptop. And she asked him what he was doing, as if it wasn't self-explanatory. And he said that he needed to relieve himself before returning to work. And that's why he was having to handle up on himself. So she leaves him there. She says, oh, okay, reasonable explanation. So she goes and goes back out and starts loading the wood into the trailer by herself. Well, after a while, she decides that she also needs to take a break. And so she goes back inside the home.
Why would she go back in there?
And then she discovered him, when she went in this time, pouring maple syrup on his naked body. And she, the 48-year-old colleague, told police, she admitted, that it turned her on to see him doing this, and she asked to join in. And so she joins him watching
pornography
on the laptop, and I guess handling up, or maybe having Grex with him. So everything was fine. They started using blueberry jam as part of their foreplay, it says here.
Everything was great.
Yeah, everything is going great. You know, this is a loving encounter. Norm, you with us still? You still
yeah,
over there?
Yeah, okay, I figured sure. There's sense with the two of them going to IHOP, but keep going.
Oh. Is that the way most of your lovemaking ends, Norm? Going to IHOP? But the thing is that the guy starts secretly recording her during their encounter with his cell phone. She finds out later there's a video, demands that he deletes it. He refuses to delete it, so she goes to the cops and admits that, hey, we were loading wood, and then we decided to have sex with blueberry jam and maple syrup, and then he's got video of it. And so the cops go, and they find it on his phone, and they arrest him for voyeurism because he taped her without her permission.
I'll be damned.
The most unusual case of voyeurism I've ever heard of.
And then they went to IHOP.
And then they went to IHOP, where they did a double date with Mary and Norm, who happened to be eating there at the same time, oddly enough.
Imagine what happens when that information starts to spread through the prison.
Yeah.
When the guy arrives.
What?
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Julie?
I imagine it'd be pretty bad there, Norm.
The end.